sounds stupid to you, but it's hot.
Off the wire with Britney, bitch.
We saw this one coming. Pebbles filed a $40 million lawsuit against Viacom for a defamation of character in the TLC movie. TLC still says they didn't lie about anything. The Beehive may be on attack again against Bill O'Reilly. He made more comments about Beyonce, this time saying she doesn't care about young black girls getting pregnant and that her empowerment songs are garbage because he doesn't believe her.
Has he had an interview with her and she's expressed that, or that's just his opinion?
He's basing it off of her newest album lyrics. He said they encourage young girls to get pregnant out of wedlock and that maybe she should go out and talk
I got to tell you, back in the day when I used to watch Bill O'Reilly, when he got busted for like doing, you know, sex messaging with people at work and stuff, it influenced me to try to do it one time. But then I said, well, I'm not as powerful as him. Bad role model, man.
Wow.
Yeah.
Rapper The Game wants L.A. citizens to boycott L.A. Clippers games, even though he's still not talking about his own drama.
Yeah, he needs to deal with his own stuff.
Yeah, Swizz Beatz, not your average hip-hop artist, he's going into Harvard Business School program.
In
Ratchet Reality News, TV One's Kiki Wyatt, she did an interview saying that her beef with other R&B divas could be because she's biracial. She says she was never enough black for black girls or white enough for white girls. So,
And you know, there are a lot of people deal with that issue, you know. I can understand where she's coming from because I know some people that are caught up in that same situation. You don't feel like you belong anywhere.
Tonight on VH1, Basketball Wives LA reunion show, I talked to British and she talked about her hair struggles this season.
I hired a very known celebrity hairstylist, and he just didn't do a good job on my hair. I don't do hair, so that's not my fault that my hair wasn't dyed right or my track was showing, because at the reunion, my hair is flawless.
We'll see. The reunion comes on tonight. The full interview is at the Russ Parr Morning Show.
So that's a big story. Her hair. Okay.
A lot of people were saying, why are you making a hairline when your hair looked bad all season?
Oh, that's why she's doing it. Okay, my bad.
Yeah.
And you know what I just figured out? I didn't know Donald Sterling was still married.
Yes, very married.
I thought it was his
woman.
Ex-wife that was suing.
His current wife.
Oh, this gets uglier.
His wife.
And you saw she was at the game yesterday.
Yeah, courtside. Yeah.
Talking about, I don't condone those. Like, you've never heard that in that house. Girl.
She's probably the one that released the tapes, to be honest.
I don't know.
That's what I said.
It's possible.
Yeah.
So it's not determined that his girlfriend did it.
Well, there's a rumor going around that her and another dude were shopping the tape and sold it. So
they knew where to send it. TMZ.
TMZ.
Okay.
On TV, Scandal is letting go. Columbus Short probably got fired. Tops at the box office over the weekend, The Other Woman had $24.7 million. Captain America had $16 million. And Heaven Is For Real had $13.8 million. Tonight on the Arsenio Hall Show, Future will take the stage and perform. I'm Britt Nesha, hot off the wire. Tweet me what I missed at Too Pretty Britty and at Russ Parr Show.